Hello, it's the Connected Pod team.
Vicky Benitez.
And James Otto.
And I'm Angelica Benitez, and we're doing a special three-part series for the Pacoima Library.
From the murals all along the Van Nuys corridor to the neat houses with gardens and yard art, and the many nonprofit organizations to support and uplift, Pacoima is a community with both talent and heart.
Home is where the art is.
This week we go to the Arts Incubator at Pacoima Beautiful. This organization fights for environmental justice. Part of their mission is to support the artists that make Pacoima beautiful.
Let's find out how.
Hello, I am Angelica Benitez from ConnectaPod with fellow reporter
Sebia Salim.
And we are interviewing nonprofit organizations for the Pacoima Library. And we are here at the Arts Incubator with
Sandra Ramirez
from Pacoima Beautiful. So tell us, Sandra, what is Arts Incubator?
So the Arts Incubator is actually a pilot program. So it's a creative space. We give space to artists. They have access to studio space, exhibit space. They're welcome to display their work. They get all of this for free. And at the end, they get paid for their time. So there is a stipend. The exchange is that they have to engage the community in public programming. They have to create a culminating event, inviting and open to everybody in the community. And they need to frequent the space at a minimum of 3 times a week. So there's a huge need in this community for creative space. So that's really what we're looking for when we interview them, is actual need. So that means that they need to be using the space.
Tell us, you said that for the artists to come here at the Arts Incubator, it's completely free to them, depending on the need. So how is the Arts Incubator funded?
So we are a nonprofit, so we work on grants. So everything is grant-based. 50% of funding for this incubator came from the National Endowments for the Arts, and the other 50% came from the Department of Cultural Affairs, which is a city department.
Do you like your job?
I love my job. Thank you so much for that question. I would sleep here if I could. That's how much I love what I do.
How did the Arts Incubator start?
So this was actually an initiative that was started by a former council member that was representing this area. His name is Felipe Fuentes, and he is no longer in office, but when he was here, he had an idea of how to really engage local community members, local artists, in the celebration of arts and culture. And they approached Pacoima Beautiful as, you know, the organization supporting this initiative. But really, we took on this baby, essentially, and we made it into something that we married into our mission and vision at Pacoima Beautiful, which is really to use arts and culture as a way to empower the community and to mobilize the community around environmental justice.
Wow, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it has been.
What do you do on your free time here?
What do I do on my I don't have free time here. I'm always working.
But what if you do one day?
If I do have free time, I'm usually cleaning the space.
I have so many questions about the art. Like, some of it is so eye-catching. Do the artists here, like, all have, like, their own mission or, like, their own theme to their works? Mm. Or is it, like, in general, do they all work together to make Pacoima beautiful?
Do they all come with their own kind of vision? Yes. They all have their own media that they use. So some of them are visual artists. Some of them are more performance artists. But they're all here with the same idea, that they're using their creative voice as a form of advocacy and as a form of communication, just as you all are using podcasting to get your message across. A lot of them use rascuachismo, which is, you know, reduce, reuse, and repurpose. It's the same idea that you can create anything with very little, or with anything, pretty much. So we have that, or we have some artists that are more into painting. And some use acting or some use music. So we do have, like, TJ. He's a performance artist and he's a composer. So he really likes to create reaction pieces to different works of art, to films, to photography. So,
Wow. Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. I am Angelica Benitez from ConnectaPod with...
Sabia Selim.
And we thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi, my name is Vicky Benitez, and I am here with...
James Autub. We from ConnectaPod.
And today we are interviewing...
Cecilia Lopez.
From Arts Incubator. Okay, so what is your inspiration for most of your artworks?
A lot of my artwork is inspired by things that are around me. My recycled artwork is inspired because I see a lot of environmental injustices. I see, trash on the floor, on the streets, and, you know, water bottles, plastic bags, cardboard. So I want to repurpose that and make something, you know, beautiful out of it.
How long did this take you to get this job?
I did interviewing, I think, in June.
What made you want to participate in Pacoima Beautiful?
I'm from Pacoima, so this is my hometown, and I wanted to be a part of my community.
Do you ever get day off?
So we have a minimum of 3 days, but I get to come whenever I want.
Can we interview you?
Of course.
What's your name?
Diana Castro.
We would like to know, what do you do here?
I'm a resident artist at the Pacoima Arts Incubator. Here I develop artwork, art workshops and events for the community. My main interest is community identity and expressing yourself, which leads to my culminating event here, the open mic night, where I want to give a space for people to talk about issues that are important to them, to express their art, and honor their heritage, their identity, their community through artwork, songs, poems, performances, etc.
When are you going to be leaving?
The residency program started late August and ends the second week of December.
What is your most favorite work you've done so far?
I think the public programming. For example, I did a portrait workshop that I really liked. It was my first workshop that I did that was specifically for art. And then I did... a community art piece, which was an altar for the Day of the Dead, and I also had a lot of fun doing that. I was able to explore how different cultures were able to come together in one art piece that would later be for the community. And right now I'm organizing the open mic night. This is something that's very important to me as well.
What made you choose to be a part of Arts Incubator?
I have always had a deep passion for art and for helping others, and I always wanted to explore that area of doing art that reflects your cultural identity, that speaks to the community. And so when I heard about how the incubator connects the community with art and with social justice issues like environmental justice, I knew I really wanted to be a part of that.
Thank you. This has been Vicky Benitez and
Cecilia Lopez
and Diana Castro
and
James Otto Curry Elf with Kinehipa.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. We saw such interesting art. Stop by the Arts Incubator and check it out. They're on Van Nuys and Cayuga.
Their website is pacoimabeautiful.org.
Check out the online content for this story at connectorpod.net.
Congrats to our newest reporters, James Altop and Sabir Salim, on their first episode. Great job, guys.
Thank you to the Nicholas Beck Trust, who sponsored this program for the Pacoima Library.
Thank you to awesome librarians Marcia Malconian and Meredith McGowan who helped make it happen.
You too can become a sponsor. Just go to connectorpod.net/support.
Thank you for listening. The same off to signing out by ConnectorPod.